The monthly survey by the Conference Board, a private business research group, found a 9-point drop in its Consumer Confidence Index in February. The index now stands at 87.3, down from 96.4 in January. The Conference Board says the pace of recent job expansion has been too tepid to generate a sustainable turnaround in consumer confidence. The director of the Conference Board's research group, Lynn Franco, says American consumers began the year on a high note, but that optimism has quickly dissipated.
They're a bit more cautious in terms of their economic outlook, a bit more cautious in terms of their earning potential and the job outlook as well. So overall, we've just seen them turn more cautious than they were in January.
Ms. Franco says the substantial drop in consumer confidence reflects a general disenchantment with current economic conditions.
Well, a lot of this is driven by the rather lackluster pace of job growth that we've seen over the last several months. We haven't generated enough new jobs yet at a level to really quell consumers' concerns. And so what we're seeing here is what we've seen over the last several months is kind of an up and down in consumer confidence, which is driven primarily by the labor market.
The Conference Board surveys about 3,300 households a month for its Consumer Confidence Index. Jenny Falcon, VOA News, New York.